What is up, humans and mutants alike? We are back for this week's pools on the Fall of X. Last week we went over the Hellfire Gala, beautiful costumes. Too bad it didn't last long, as we had our boy Nimrod do a perfectly vertical body slam straight down on the X-Men team.
Sentinel drop.
A perfectly delicious sentinel drop. It's a seared bite.
Into a pile of newly christened
X-Men. It was good. Everyone died.
Yeah.
Charles convinced everyone to go through a hole, and now we don't know where everyone is. Mutant population, possibly down to a minimal amount. But this week, we have two comics. We have Astonishing Iceman issue number 1 and X-Men issue number 25 is back. The Duggan run. The Dukester himself. He's back. Danny, he's back. Danny.
Did he go?
Danny, no. He's been around. I just find it weird that the it's X-Men issue 25 and the last issue was Cable stuff. I don't know. You know?
Well, remember they were heavy on that Captain Krakoa.
Well, we're going to get some Captain Krakoa in this a little bit. Yeah. And it's not Scott Summers.
Well, it wasn't for a little bit, too.
But we don't know who it is, right? I don't know who it is. Do you, Danny? Do you know who it is? So we'll get a little bit of Captain Krakoa.
Monikers are insane in the X-Men comic realm. Like, everybody plays everybody. Like, there's like 5 different people as Wolverine right now. Let's do this.
Yeah. It seems like all the writers are going back to the other names, the other post Wolverine names, pre Wolverine names, pre.
Okay, their own individual identities.
Yeah, I don't know. Writers are just doing their own thing, and it's just chaos always. It's always chaos.
Even in these two issues that are tied to the same event, then it feels like everything's chaotic.
A little bit. I like the Ogun stuff. We'll get into it. But, yeah, a lot of chaos. Let's start with Iceman. Astonishing Iceman, issue number 1. All right. So we get off with, like, a lot of stuff of Bobby. He's doing the saving, right? He's going around. He's like, ooh, you hot? Chill out.
Yeah. You.
Stuff like that, you know.
I'm a cool guy.
All the ice puns that you'd hear Arnold Schwarzenegger say in a Batman movie from the 90s.
This comic is definitely on the nose. Everything is on the nose. Everything is very monolithic, one dimensional. Like,
yo, it's like what you say with the no X-Men should have their own run? It just.
Yeah.
It does take away from the characters. Bobby in the last issue, at least the Hellfire Gala, you're like, oh shit, he died. Fuck, he was reaching out to the original X-Men.
Yeah.
That's something. And here he's just kind of.
They put some snowmen together.
Yeah, they built a snowman like in a Frozen movie. It's ridiculous.
It takes away from that weight quirk, and it's like they're in this like, oh. We can't resurrect people, but then it's like, well, yeah, there's ways.
Like, little things like this, like being in San Francisco on the Castro District, which is the gay district of San Francisco, things like that.
Course.
It's specifically targeting gay communities. I mean...
This is leaning into the marketing.
Yeah. What's up with this this laptop, though? This technology is being a bitch right now. They're attacking the gays in San Francisco.
Technology is turning against the gays.
Oh my god! What message is this? So yeah, we get Bobby coming in, right? And he's saving the day, right?
He saves the gays,
and he's like, "Yo, look at me, I'm doing some stuff, and here I am," and. We get more ice puns, right? He's helping the people.
Every time he does something, he leads in with an ice pun.
Yeah.
He can't just attack someone. He's like, I gotta.
Yeah, people are hating on him because he's a mutant, right? They're just like, you're so gay. I mean, you're such a mutant. That's what I meant to say. And he's like, nah, it's okay. We got this. We got this. So he goes in, does his thing, right?
Yeah, because tax. He's like, I'll save you anyways. I don't care.
It's really drawn. Like, this whole thing's, like, really drawn out. Like, I wish they would have given X of Swords this much. Like, look at how much pages for this one fight. Like, yeah. From here to here.
It's true.
God damn.
Because in X of Swords, they'd be like, and then two things happen, and we're going to another dimension.
And
another world.
We're done.
Another world.
Yeah.
In this, it's like, they're doing so much for just these little scenes. But it'd be great because if they had other X-Men there, then they'd all be fighting.
Exactly.
In their different poses, and they have nice little panels. Solo X-Men doesn't work for Gambit. The weird ones in Nightcrawler kind of work, but I don't. Even those don't work. It's Wolverine.
Just make the only teams. Make yeah teams are.
Or like, just Wolverine.
Even Wolverine. Wolverine works for me. I like it, but people are tired of it. It seems.
I guess. I mean, if they did a better job.
They're over Wolverine, but it works. But it works with him. Yeah. I think a lot of other. I think Scott could do a good book by himself. They'll never do it. If they focus on, like, his family or something. The Summers. Not the Summers family, like, values that we got. And
that weird shit?
No, I'm talking about, like, let's see Corsair.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, him, Corsair, go on a space adventure.
We'll bring an original Vulcan where he's, like,
Vulcan, there you go. Like, he's crazy.
He's like a Gabriel. 40-year-old man's body with the child, the age of the mind of a 13-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah, we bring that back and put those people in a ship together.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that'd be cool. But then she's still in the solo series, so it's the Summers family.
Summer, yeah. See, so it's technically not even. It's not even a solo at that point. You're right.
Yeah, you can't do it. Well, it's just Wolverine, or you super. You have to lean into it hard with Nightcrawler and get even weird.
Yeah,
they don't know how to do that anymore. I think everything when they try to be weird, it's still very mainstream.
Yeah,
it's like a lot of things are socially acceptable. So when they lean into it as like a counterculture thing in books, it's like it's kind of silly. It's just like oh. Look how weird Nightcrawler is. He's so modern. It's like, what? It's dumb.
But he, Iceman just is like some guy out of like World War II, Lifetime image, and just like kisses this dude.
He's like, I rescued you, Gabe. You're welcome.
Yeah.
He's
like, I know. I knows him.
Yeah. And then they explain, and now they explain why he got resurrected after this, because. Apparently, this was just like a random thing happening.
That's just like a prequel of.
No, like the Orca stuff. Is, I guess but, yeah. The Orca stuff is happening and he's been resurrected, and this is like later. Because it does the same thing as the X Men book does.
So this is later in the series, not.
This is after he's been resurrected.
So it's right? After he's been resurrected. I didn't get that impression. I didn't even get like a one.
It had to be, because when he goes back to his castle, he talks about how he got resurrected, and this is right before he goes back to his castle.
Okay.
So it has to, I mean.
Maybe.
I could still be wrong, because these are all, the pacing is horrible. And,
this and X-Men 25, they're playing with time a lot. And this, they're like, they took the wrong book out of Nolan and was like, let's put shit all over the place.
Where it doesn't cohesively connect the timeline of what happened. It just makes it muddy.
Yeah.
And so you really don't. I like stopped caring when I was like reading through it. I was like, I don't know when any of this happens. I don't feel like any of this really even matters, because
It's going to blow up.
Well, a lot of these.
It's going to reset. Something's going to happen.
Okay, not only.
Editorially.
Not only the Fall of X-Men storyline, but like the individual solo X-Men run. Like, these are cookie cutter approaches to like pre-made, already existing X-Men stories that have been used before. And it feels exactly the same. Stuff with Scott that you even see in 25 feels like shit from like the Legion book, where they made him Basilisk, where he would kill people. Instead of opening his eyes, they sewed it shut this time.
Yeah.
They killed himself. It's like they've done these things.
Can't he blow through his eyelids? Maybe, or is his eyelids that.
Maybe they'll like push upwards because they're adamantium eye like. Stitches.
Well, we find out. When did we find out that his power is actually opening up portals to another dimension, to the chaos realm? I can't.
I don't know if that's canon anymore, because they explained that all the Summers brothers like control energy in a certain way, but Scott's like trauma fucked up his powers permanently.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's that timeline where he's like a more powerful version of like Havoc.
Right.
Because he doesn't have the trauma.
Okay.
Yes, but
I don't know.
It all changes.
Who knows. It's in flux.
It's all over the place.
So we get out in space. We notice that Orcus is kind of monitoring Bobby. Yeah.
We didn't kill him.
So, yeah, you're right. So they mentioned that he's like a primary target that they missed. And they're like, what the fuck? Yeah. What's going on here? Yeah. Okay, interesting. So we get to Antarctica, right? To his,
he forms himself.
His weird palace. He forms himself, right? He gets in, and this is where we meet good old Nimrod, Snow Nimrod.
He's a size Nimrod, yeah.
Yeah.
He's got the snowman boots that Bobby had when he gets original X-Men.
Yeah.
That was a cool
moment. And he's remembering that moment in the gala, right?
And he's like, I can't believe
so
that.
We
almost
get, died. Yeah, we get this, he gets attacked, right? But then we get to see when he was like, we saw this, right, as a, like a close-up image, but we kind of pull back a little and we see that it's Romeo. He was reaching out to Romeo right before he died. So, damn, like he's like, especially with the skull, just like, fuck, that would be fucked. If you're just like, would they be fucked or would they just like, eh, seen it? At this point, especially with resurrections,
what weight does any of this have? He didn't die anyway, so what did it care? Like, even that scene, they just disproved that scene was irrelevant. So.
Right.
You can't still keep leaning on the shock of what the death was when you revealed that death was not a death at all.
It was not.
Just a momentary setback, if not an inconvenience at all. Maybe barely an inconvenience.
It was pretty much a way for. So, okay, so before we bring that up, let's talk about Romeo. Do you know anything about Romeo at all? I know nothing about Romeo.
There's so many characters in this stuff.
He was a lover with Bobby. Apparently they're not together, but
there's five people that he passed
kissing.
On the way home he was trying to fuck, so I don't know. Who Bobby? Apparently Bobby fucks like six people a day, so I don't.
I don't know. I don't know. So Romeo comes in. He's an empath, right? He's an empath. He can read the emotional feelings. Look at this. Like, his thing is, what is it? Let me read this again. He's an inhuman, persistent, the following ability, emotional empathy. Romeo is capable of sensing and manipulating the emotions of other people. He uses it, his abilities, mostly to calm people down. could be powers. Powers can be boosted.
Ooh.
With a bishop type.
Oh shit! So
imagine. Oh my god, he's gonna like super get me. No, you don't get me. You really, really get me. Mm-hmm. Thanks, bishop. All right, so we get Romeo, right? He goes to what's the ice, where does
South
he live?
Pole.
South Pole, right, South Pole. Okay, so he goes there, he feels that Bobby still exists out in the world. Why? I don't know. But he's just like, he's still there, I can sense it, at least his emotional essence or whatever, right? And he was able to essentially pull him back. Like, does he not have, because of this, does he not have a physical form anymore? Is he just ice now?
He was always just
ice. I mean, lately, just design wise but he could still become human, right?
But I mean, that's how it's always been, though.
He's always ice. Is he just gonna accept the ice form?
Well, at first,
forever.
At first he would turn into snowman and cover himself in snow, then he turned into a full dude of ice, and then from then he's always been technically, he's ice all the time. He just looks like he's human. He controls temperature, so he just makes his temperature not frigid cold when he's in his human form, I bet.
Okay.
And he just makes it look that way.
Got it. But he brings it back together with a kiss, Danny, with a kiss.
Well, I mean, he brought his feet back before that, so he could have made out with his feet first.
I would have made out with the feet before but that's me. I don't know. So he brings it back.
Yeah.
He's
back. I mean, we had to bring him back.
And essentially brings him back to kind of like talk about, I guess, what is he? Was there a purpose to bringing him back outside of just kind of setting up
MacGuffin? That's it. Just to get MacGuffin to back. Thank goodness that someone remembered how Bobby felt.
Right. I mean, that's important. Everyone has needs, so.
I guess, but it's like the most powerful psychic city is no one.
Right.
Romeo knew how he felt, so Bobby's back.
I don't know. I don't get it. I feel like it was set up for him to tell like a story about Orcus or something. Nope. Nothing.
Just
love. The power of love.
This is what they do. They kill off people and then they immediately get an issue one. And I honestly, there's so much here that has been a part of comics that is worse as time has gone on. But this is like the most blatant use of it I've ever seen. This is just a reboot of bringing a dead character back so then they can sell you an issue one and then move on and then cancel it. What, issue 5, 6? It's probably going to cancel. I wouldn't be surprised if by the time we post this, it's fucking canceled.
I'll make it through Fall of X for sure. Yeah. So 2-3 issues.
They'll continue through the story, but we will hear about it being canceled before those issues even hit. I bet.
They'll be in the
cooker. They'll come out, but
okay.
I can't. Who's going to... Well, there's gonna be. You tell me there's gonna be an issue 18 of Iceman.
Oh, okay.
I hope if there is, then I'm glad I don't read comics anymore. Really,
that's
good. I hope
people
are miserable and money shills. They deserve it.
That's funny. So yeah, Bobby's back. Uh-huh. We got Orcus after them,
uh-huh.
and that's yeah. That's, I think it's someone's coming after his mom, right? I guess.
This is the Flash now.
Yeah, so let's kill his mom. So Bobby's back. That's pretty much issue number one. Bobby's back.
What else was it going to be? What's going to be?
It could have been Bobby's back and some more, Bobby's back. Bobby's back and he saved some people in the Castro.
You're looking for substance.
Bobby's back and he saved people.
You know how many
issue
ones of Iceman that's been like this, where it's just like, oh, Mystique killed off Iceman. Oh, he's back. Oh, fucking Iceman's dead. Oh, but tiny, like, young Iceman's back.
That's the worst. That's the most
they keep doing that, and it just.
Bendis.
Yeah, but it's been done this head Zach. I feel like I've read this story for Bobby in the last 5 years twice. Like, yeah. I feel like this is the third time I've read this story. And I hate it. I hated it then. I hate it now. Comics just get worse. How does this happen? How do you get worse?
How?
T.D. Howard didn't even work on this. How is this so bad? Like, I don't understand. Like, Dugan? Because he's like Hickman now, right? Isn't Dugan like Hickman?
Dugan's head of X-ing it,
yeah,
I think.
I get it. I fucking hate all this. And you can feel it in the time. Because Dugan uses time like this. So I could see him being like, let's... Someone could be like, we wrote this and here's the story, and he's like, hold on, let me rearrange it.
Let's move on to X-Men issue number 25.
Slightly better. Artwork wise is better.
Oh yeah, we got Garcia with the paints, cool. Which is nice. Caselli's art or pencils aren't too bad.
Yeah.
The
artwork on this issue was the best thing about both of these.
Yes.
It was the only real nice thing where I was like, well, everything looked cool.
It's great.
Iceman stuff was kind of whatevs, but at least this shit was like even
who did that? Oh, shit. I didn't even mention. So we got I lost it already. Where'd it go?
Well, the main cover.
I'm looking for... There we go. There Steve we go. Orlando and Karatu is the artist. Yeah. Cool. So let's move on to X-Men 25. We got Dugan writing. We got Caselli doing the pencils. Garcia doing the paints. Mm-hmm. We start off with...
It was then. When is then? But it was then.
Who knows?
It was then. Past.
And she's just talking about her faith. With what's her name?
This lady named Susan.
Susan. Yeah, and she's just all like, you know.
Know who this lady is? Is she
let's
irrelevant?
See. Who's Susan?
I mean, it probably isn't relevant, but I feel like at this point, with all this cumbersome like backstory with a lot of these characters, it's hard to really care.
Yeah, I don't know. But Susan's just there, kind of asking her about her faith, if she still believes and whatnot.
Yeah.
And she's kind of beating around the bush, and she just says again, she's just all like, we're close. Let me just just be honest. Do you believe in God? She's like, yeah, of course, of course.
Kitty's real problem is like, she can't use the gates, and she feels weird.
Yeah.
And then the lady's like, well, none of the humans can use the gates either, so you don't think we feel weird? And she's trying to, like, eat true perspective while also preaching.
Exactly.
Proselytizing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
But it's a super nothing conversation, because in the end, she's like, well, you still have faith, so there's that. And Kitty's like, I guess.
I still have questions, you.
Yeah, and then...
you didn't help at all. Why did it come to you? I needed... Where's Wolverine?
And then it jumps to... And they do this a bunch. It jumps to X weeks ago. They found a way to do the Powers of X thing, but dumber. This is dumber.
I don't like it.
Dumb use of this concept. I can't believe it. X weeks ago.
I think it's 10 weeks ago.
Obviously. But still. Still. God. I hate it all.
Powers of 10.
They found. I mean, the Powers of 10 was a one time thing, but then when they started doing it way too often and just
thinking that it was cool.
Yeah, Ten of Swords was it. I was like, okay, we're done. I'm done with this. This is stupid.
Stop with the stuff with the X and Ten and shit. Yeah.
Now they're like X weeks later ago. They already did it then. Now we're doing X. It's like, this is all ambiguous. Do you even really mean X weeks ago? Like 10? Or do you just mean like X-Men weeks ago?
Just X-Men. Yeah, X-Men.
X-Men to see you.
X-A.
Go X yourself.
Go X. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man.
That's Dugan's writing. That's definitely I can believe that.
But she's walking in this the abandoned mansion, right?
Yeah.
Essentially. She's going in.
She's having a nostalgia trip.
Yeah, she's having a nostalgia trip. This
Remember
is
all these names I had?
Yeah.
But she did the same kind of flashback in the beginning of Marauders when she respited all her names and she's like, that was the past. I'm not that person.
She sure did, didn't she?
Yeah,
for a second.
The same, even the same order. Like, she recited all the names in the same order. And in Sprite and everything.
Ariel Sprite, yeah.
It was just like Marauders. I was like, this is dumb.
And that was Dugan too, by the way.
Yeah, no, he's reusing his own fucking writing.
But she's looking at a message. And who's the message from?
Ugon?
Ogan.
Oh, Logan. Because the dot dot. Oh, I was like, who the fuck's Ogan? Or I thought it was Ugon.
Ogan. It was like the old master of Wolverine and Kitty Pryde, essentially.
Yeah. Well, he taught her to fight, but I mean, he taught everybody to fight, so it's dumb.
He teaches a lot of people to fight.
He taught the majority of the X-Men to fight? Majority of X-Men learned through Wolverine, but they make it seem like him and Kitty have this special relationship. Wolverine doesn't have with like 9 other kids. I mean, he has the same fucking relationship with fucking, what is it? Not Prodigy, but the other psychic that was on X-Force. Kid Omega,
yes.
Like Prodigy, but yeah.
Okay.
Seems like they all have those dumb relationships with Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
They just ham it up when they want to add substance to a story. Well, the illusion of substance.
Right. So we get Dr. Stasis. And Firestar kind of reaching out to the public.
To the end of Fall of X, where when Jean was dying, she planted the idea that she's a double agent.
Exactly. So
Orcus rolled with it, which was really weird.
Yeah. You would think they would have some psychic.
It just. They prepared for so much, but then, like, Bobby's alive now, and then this, it's like. There's just the right amount, like, Deus Machina going on. Like, Deus Ex Machina kind of shit, where it's just. You just don't even. It feels like they don't care, so you're like, "Why do I care?"
Yeah. So yeah, we get them speaking out to the press, pretty much kind of putting that spin on the Krakoan Nation, more hate on them. We get
and he goes by Dr. Stasis now.
Yeah, he goes by Dr. Stasis. Club dude goes by Dr. Stasis.
Yeah,
Club Sinister.
Club Sinister. I keep saying Club Dread.
Seems like Ben Ulrich down here is not having it.
Yeah, look at him.
It's like,
he's like, I'm going to write a story about this that's going to be irrelevant.
So then we go and we see Orcus kind of taking some mutants. They're kind of putting them all over the place, right? Yeah, whatever's left
of the mutants. They're forcing some out into space. They're forcing some, like, gene reassessment camps is what they call them. They cut the shots of fucking Captain Krakoa doing Captain Krakoa stuff.
Yeah, essentially they want to bring justice to Captain Krakoa, Dr. Yeah, Stasis.
On the run, but look at him standing for the flag like that.
Look at him.
Look at him. He's not Captain America, but he is Captain America because Krakoa is America, but he's not because he's like in the continent island. It's out somewhere else, but the illusions are the same.
Who is Captain Krakoa, though? That's the question. Because it's not Scott anymore.
No.
Obviously. He's dead. Or, like, bleeding out in the ambulance.
No, because they revealed they've caught him.
Oh. You don't reveal that yet. We spoiled it.
We talked about it earlier.
We're building. Oh, yeah. We talked about it earlier. Never mind. Never mind. Okay. Never mind.
The cat's out of the bag. No. The cat doesn't go into the bag once it's back out. Like, that bag is done.
That's fair.
You might as well throw it away. That bag is useless.
That's fair. So we get Phelan, right?
Phelan.
And he was, remember back in the day, he wanted the Mars. He wanted to.
Sure.
He wanted to. Yeah, terraform Mars. And then
iconic X-Men story.
And then the mutants were like, done.
Yeah.
We did it. And so he's like, I'm grumpy. I'm an alien now. I'm pink now because I have superpowers or some shit.
Well,
apparently he has Stark Tech as well.
Because
he has, apparently he's running the company, which I am still figuring out exactly.
Because apparently the connections. If you want to stay current with all the X-Men stuff, you have to read that plus Iron Man. Because if you don't read Iron Man, you
gotta read all the comics.
But if you don't read Iron Man, you're not gonna know what's going on in the X-Men universe.
You gotta synergize.
It's not even like a relevant synergize. It's a
fucking Iron Man. He's getting married to Emma.
X-Force is getting married to Emma. Synergy, sir. Iron Man and fucking X-Men being relevant together is just a Disney conglomerate arm fucking short, forcing its way into our lives.
Yeah.
It's a big fist and it's got Iron Man in it. And it's like, shove it in there.
So we go to the Henry Gyrick Center for Behavioral Studies, which is just a place where they're holding mutants. And we get Dr. Stasis, and he goes into this isolated room and he's talking to someone about the mutant population and whatnot. And who is it? It is Scott himself telling him to go fuck himself, because he wants to know locations of mutants, and he probably wants to like tickle his ear while he's like tied up.
You won't let him
do weird shit like that. Just that thing where you're like,
you can't relax.
I'm not touching you.
You can't get comfortable.
I'm not touching you.
There's nothing really mean.
Look at that X too.
Well,
yeah,
of course.
You gotta have everything as an X. Of course.
It looks cool, but it's still like. It's a throwback on iconography. It all feels vaguely familiar, like Days of Future Pasty or alternate timeline. Like, it's like, it happened. All the stuff you said you were never going to let happen again, happened again.
Yeah.
All the same ways. And nothing was stopped.
So he nothing has, was learned. Nothing. Nothing was learned.
They even had like 9 different universes to redo it with, and nothing was still learned.
Yeah. So we go to
the Resistance.
Before we go to the Resistance, I didn't mention that Scott also has his
eyes shut.
Yeah,
with some sort of weird adamantine wiring,
I guess.
And they also have his spine hooked up to an adamantine wire that can pull him through a tiny hole if he like gets on a line at like, what did he say, like Mach 3 or something?
Oof.
He's like, you get pulled through this hole at Mach 3 if you don't tell me what I want to know.
And so it's just gonna like.
I remember like the scene in Alien Resurrection when the alien got stuck in that pinhole and it vacuumed him out through it.
Okay. Interesting.
So, I mean, it's kind of cool.
Like that chunky part of a milkshake.
There you go.
So, yes, then we go to the Resistance, right?
La Resistance. Captain America's there.
We got Sync kind of running things at the moment.
We got Rasputin
4.
XXXI9.
We got Kitty Ninja. We got Kamal Ninja Khan Cat there. Kamal Khan. They're drawing her way too sexy lately.
It's dumb. It's all silly. It's all so weird. And look at her. Just rebrand.
Yeah.
Look how cool she is now. She's dressed just like an X-Men, but with a scarf.
I mean, it's more or less the same costume. Yeah.
With an X. Is it going to be dumb later because her and Emma are going around and Emma's incognito, but then Kamala Khan is in the exact same shit she was wearing at the gala?
Yeah.
Literally they left from, and I'm like, this makes no sense. This doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to wear a disguise and you're going to wear something more noticeable. And then we're going to walk together.
But she's kind of, what is she doing? She's going off and doing her own thing. She's like not having it. She's kind of really, essentially we find out at the end that she wants to take vengeance out on.
Oh, well, Katie does her own thing separate. Yeah. I'm talking about when Emma meets up with Kamala later.
Oh, yeah.
They have their little, like, they go meet Kamala's family because, like, Emma, who's like the leader of the X-Men Resistance, is going to put all this time into Kamala Khan because she's this pivotal. Doesn't even have mutant powers. And she's stretchy, right?
True.
Her ability in the Marvel Universe right now, she's...
What about the blob stretchy, guy? Right? Or the weird pink fairy dude? All the essentially all the Morlocks.
She's like... She's like a Morlock. Top tier Morlock. She's like one of those Morlock that are actually dope. She could probably take Callisto. Maybe. I don't know at this point. But Callisto just gets beat all the time. Callisto's superpowers or her mutant powers are to be like a badass in a fight, and she always loses.
Yeah.
But I love her design, and I didn't like her redesign in all the weird Hellfire stuff with the Marauders, but her original design was always very metal and like kind of punk rock. So. But yeah, like what is so important about Miss Marvel? Like what is so pivotal to like the mutant future that makes her like this thing where like Emma Frost has to spend all this time?
They're trying to kill the Inhumans and keeping things that sell well.
I know, I get that from the marketing point,
but I mean, story wise,
like what?
Nothing.
What have they even mentioned? Like
just that she's Rasputin. Both an Inhuman and a mutant. That was which was dumb from me. Last week, the Hellfire Gala.
Yeah, but that the what Rasputin the Fourth or whatever says like in the future that she's like one of her
favorite heroes. Yeah,
she's like, oh, you're like an idol, and that's it. That's all they've ever said. But like, what is supposed to do that, and why? Like, there's nothing to be.
Good question.
Like for them to already be leaning into that, I feel like there was never any groundwork
there. Yeah, that I forgot about that line where she says it's a favorite. Now they gotta live up to that somehow.
Well, will they? Will
no,
they?
Of course not. Other writers will come in
all the time, or they throw it away.
Other writers will come in, and
they'll realize that Kamala Khan's not relevant anymore. Maybe the actress will sexually assault someone, and they'll just cancel her. I don't know. Rewrite the story.
But he talks to Sink while fixing, and essentially we're seeing a change in her personality. Again.
Ooh, she's getting dark.
She's getting dark.
Well,
she's
looking at all the subterfuge.
She's unleashing Lash. Her face is gone.
She's just a hood.
She's unleashing those Ogun powers.
The Ogun?
The beast that is.
I didn't make that connection. I thought that was like an old Asian lady or something. Oga. Who's Oga?
Oga. Yeah.
I'm dumb. It's all dumb. Shadowcat's shadowing it up.
She's shadowing it up. She's going through portals now because she's like, I could go through portals now because last week, if you remember, no one could go through portals anymore. Shadowcat, however, can now go through
portals. They're doing an opposite thing.
They flipped it.
Flip-flop.
So she... She's concerned that she might not be a mutant, and that other girl was like, "What about Jesus?" And she's like,
"What about Jesus and how humans feel?"
Yeah,
and she's like, "I can't compare any of this shit."
No, I'm talking about like, am I a mutant or not? So,
where's my place in the
do
world?
Do you think she's a mutant?
I don't know.
They're questioning it too much, I don't know.
It's a dumb like, will they, won't they kind of situation where you're like, at this point. What does it matter? So you are a mutant and then nothing happened. And you aren't a mutant and then that's the new status quo. And then they put you in something where the mutants fit better.
Mm-hmm.
She shows up in the next Avengers movie immediately. They introduce her. And her superpowers are just like something where they're like, oh, fucking Infinity Stones. They hit you in the head when you're being born.
It's a terrible pitch.
I mean,
you're going to find someone that's going to give you at least $20 million for it, but it doesn't change.
As the Phoenix Stones were traveling through time, one of those little lines lined up with her birth. And then there you go. She got the Infinity Stone that made the Vision go invisible. Like, he can phase through stuff.
Sure.
What if they just make the new Vision not Paul Bettany anymore and recast him as a woman and say that woman's Kitty Pryde, and then she's just the new Vision, but then she's also the new Kitty Pryde, and that's how they bring Kitty Pryde in.
Yeah.
There you go. That's it. That's how they do it.
Yeah.
That still would be better than both of these companies.
So she goes through portal. Some more luck and notices her. She's like, he's like, yo, how did you do that? She's like,
they're on Mars, right?
They are on, yes, Mars, yeah, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like one of the last, like, holdouts of Mars.
Yeah.
And she's, like, talking to them, like, saying, I need my blur.
Because there's a civil war going on, which is going to be the return of Apocalypse, and, what's his wife's name?
Genesis.
I think it's called, the storyline's called Genesis something, or Genesis
Legacy. So they're looping back to that already?
And it's going to be like a civil war on Mars. That's where Magneto is currently. That's where, I believe, Storm is currently.
Because they talked about the civil war happening, potentially.
Yeah.
But, I mean, at this point...
So I think Rocco and Mars is going to be, I have no idea. Because, like, Magneto's retired for some reason after he got a hole in his chest from the, what was that? I already forgot. It doesn't matter. But he got a hole in his chest. He doesn't have resurrection protocols anymore.
He'll be fine.
And everyone on Rocco, kind of to be respected by their Rockans, got rid of their res protocols, I think. So I think Storm and Magneto mainly.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Faux tension?
I mean, just because you don't want it, you know, Sinister has a backup. Someone has a backup. Delete backups. If it's on the Krakoan internet,
I mean, let's just be real. You either have a backup or you're doing issue one of your reboot and you're coming back, because Poetic License will always keep you alive.
Mm-hmm.
And the status quo has no place to go but its circle that it's built for itself.
Right.
But hey, you know, Forge is now teleported to the, Arizona, what did they say, like Argentina or something?
Right? Yeah.
Somewhere in South America where they kept the Children of the Vault.
Children of the Vault,
that's in
Peru or somewhere. Yeah, it is South America, which is going to be next week's issue, Children of the Vault, issue number one. At least it's a team, Danny. It's a team.
Wait, didn't they already do that, though?
That's Children of the Atom, the weird...
No, I remember the X-Men one. I thought they had, like, an annual one-shot.
Maybe.
Where, like, the whole... Wasn't that the whole arc with Talon and Sync was supposed to be, like, Children of the Vault?
Yeah, that was just an X-Men, annual? Though. No.
Oh, I thought they had, like, a one-shot.
Maybe. I could be wrong.
I mean, it's probably... I'm just remembering Children of Atom, and they just talked about it a lot, and they had that big annual X-Men issue where it was about the Children of the Vault. But still, at this point, I'm like, it's too much. Too much going on.
Yeah.
They're trying to put it together, but it's not. It's like still technically the Children of the Vault stuff is still isolated. There's still a pocket dimension developing like crazy shit.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
But it's establishing. We got Forge alive. We got Beast alive still.
Well, yeah, he wasn't even.
He's
like
a fucking dude. Psychopathic
he's got his
stuff.
Own crazy
he's killing
too
everyone.
Much. There's too much going on.
They really need to streamline the X-Men. This is what they always do, right? House and Powers was perfect, right? Yes. Two issues back to back over the course of a 3-month period.
Well, even the beginning of that stuff, when they started just doing X-Force, Wolverine, and then they had an X-Men issue, and then a couple other things was fun.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the things that sucked, they got rid of quick, like the fucking, what was that, standalone Psylocke? You remember what I'm talking about? I only had like 3 or 4 and we just bailed on it.
Oh my god, what was that team called? It was so bad.
No, it wasn't even like a really a team. It was just like a Psylocke, like it's an issue about Psylocke. And it was like her reestablishing herself now that her and Betsy got split.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. And, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then that, we bailed on that and they got rid of that. And then from that point on, it was just garbage. They stopped introducing really good. I mean, Hellions was the one time where we were like, oh, this is fun. But even that ran its course quick and then kind of fomented all this nonsense.
So we go back to Kamala Khan. She goes home. She's worried because she died before she got resurrected by the mutants.
Yeah.
And she's worried her parents will essentially find out. Or she wants to tell her parents that she's alive.
Yeah.
And that's when we get Emma.
Telling them that her parents like, think worry. That she was in DC on a field trip or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, you're good.
And they don't even know. And they've already hidden the body. So she's not even... There's no death records.
No death records.
So nothing at all. No. Moving on.
So nothing. Moving so, on. We're so good.
It's like, this is like a reboot Hand for wave. Her. And then there's Bobby's reboot was there. Everyone gets
their
reboot issue. This is Miss Marvel
so this
issue
is,
one.
This is the issue number one. For like Ms. the Hellfire Marvel. Gala was an issue number one. Yeah. It was just a tease.
Yeah.
But we get, we know that like essentially the Avengers are supposed to be kind of looking for any X-Men mm-hmm. stuff like that and they're like sure DL, we don't deal with that but on the DL he's like kind of feeding them information.
Captain America's helping them.
yeah they're helping them and
this team of what Deadpool and is that the way back
that's
that?
Tony Stark for
oh,
sure
oh it is okay
yeah
and then
Psylocke and Rasputin then, 4
yeah, Sync.
And then okay. Kitty back there.
Oh yeah, that's another subterfuge.
Yeah, so
Emma talks.
So then like, we get hey, some. Man. Yeah, we get that. We get that they're back, and we get a second scene about like what happened to you, right? And this is when we kind of go back to the end of the Hellfire Gala uh-huh. when she was pushed out of the portal, right?
Yeah,
and she just realizes, whoa, I leaned on a portal. I okay. fell through it. No one else could do this. Oh, shit. There's Orcus agents here. Nice. and they kind of surround her. And this is when she just goes, fuck it. I'm going full savage mode. Taking out my buddy Wolvie and Ogun.
She's channeling her inner Ogun.
Yeah. And she does not care anymore. She just does not care. She's over it. She's over it. And she's just like, they're like, all right, I'm going to kill you.
They got her surrounded and think they could do it.
Yeah.
They don't understand how her powers work.
And yeah. And they laugh at her and they're like, all right, cool. So I guess we're going to, shoot you.
And as we stand around you in a circle. Perfectly
so. Yeah, why do you ever stand in the crossfire, well, buddy? Always, crossfire.
That's what they always do it in like comics. Set and it up in comics and stuff. Set it up. Yeah, they'll just like
so
oh,
dumb.
Everybody stand around the person who can phase and shoot, so we perfectly all shoot each other in some sort of asinine way.
But luckily, they don't even do that. She gets in it. Like the one guy shoots her right,
yeah.
And she goes in. Takes his gun, instantly phases the gun in her head and just leaves it there. She's brain dead or dead completely.
Yeah.
This is great. I like the dude that okay, so she takes one dude, puts him into the ground, takes another dude, throws it at another dude, but phases him through the other dude, so they're like two guys.
Well, phases him, yeah, into him, so it's like a weird.
It's like a they're
Cronenberg
like
monster.
Cronenberg-y, yeah. it's great. Then another guy comes in, and she doesn't do anything. She just kicks him in the nuts. Yeah. After that,
Cronenberg guy's just in the great. Background over there.
Cronenberg's just struggling over there.
Yeah. legs almost make like swastika shape.
Oh
it's kind
God.
Of funny. Look at it. It looks kind of like a swastika.
I kind of see it. Yeah. she just throws another dude just straight up in the concrete.
Yeah, it leaves him there.
Like on the floor.
Waist up. So
dead.
His legs are sticking out.
She disappears. Takes out. There's two more dudes left.
Yep.
They shoot on her, right?
Yep. And then she takes out grenades.
She just takes. She walks up slowly and menacing with all the subterfuge.
Yeah.
Grabs their grenades. Detonates them,
in their
shoves it in their chest, holds it there too,
yeah.
Like, and then they explode. It's great. That's great. That's a great part.
Just,
I like that.
Piles, but then there's like three other ones that are coming in to investigate what's going on.
Yeah, and they're just like, "What's going on right now?" And that's when she comes in and
pulls that suit right off that guy. Phases
his suit. Pulls
his suit. And...
Phases his suit off. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And just punches him through the chest.
Mm-hmm. and snap then another dude's neck.
Yeah. And yeah, that's the last dude she snaps his neck, but he's like begging for his life, right?
Yeah.
And she I like this. So Moose, yeah.
The crazy eyes.
The crazy eyes. Like, this is a face of a person who's had enough.
Mm-hmm.
And she snaps the dude's neck, lamenting for the X-Men. And then she kind of breaks down. Like, she almost like she was in like a rage mode.
And then,
she just snaps. And she's like, oh, fuck, what did I just do? Because Kitty is pretty strong, but she's like so nice that I feel like she never comes to her full potential.
She doesn't seem like she's been like playfully nice for a long time. Seems like she's been kind of.
I guess since like the
beginning of Marauders. She's like, I'm a pirate.
I mean, it started great, and then they kind of just. There's Kitty with the costume.
Still got her epaulets. Look at that.
Yeah, still's got those. But yeah, she's she's definitely more savage. I mean,
she's
got
no X-Men anymore, but she's got her epaulets.
I just want to see your Cronenberg more people. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, that was dope. Yeah, kind of fight style was cool.
This like this dude. He's still great. Like,
still out.
I love it.
Legs in the back.
He's probably just like, kill me, please.
I'm sure they're dead because of like the shock, probably.
Yeah, probably just a heart attack.
Those organs aren't working, right?
Yeah, whatever's right there, so your stomach or
kidney. Definitely got kidneys problems.
Yeah, it's bad. Done. So that, but that was X weeks ago, Danny. and that's when she's kind of like. Asking, she's like, oh, what'd you do? And she's like, I did nothing, but you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna murder Firestar. Because she doesn't know about Firestar. None of them know, essentially, right? You think Emma knows? Maybe. It's too hard. I don't gotta read on any of these characters right now.
There's no, like I said in the beginning, there's no cohesion between the storylines in a palpable way where you can see a defined timeline, a defined series of events playing out.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing has a domino effect, but they approach it with the illusion as if everything was like neatly put together, as if it was like a chain of dominoes falling together.
Right.
But you're constantly cutting to Club Sinister, and he's like, I planned this all out. Now tell me what I want to know, Scott, because I can't figure out what's going on. And I'm like,
yeah.
There's fucking no way. There's no weight in any of this. It's childish. Even then, I feel like it's an insult to children. This is beyond childish. It's like infantile. I hate it. Dudley Dugan does is good. I can't enjoy any of his writing. And the more he has control of X-Men, the worse it is. This is worse than AVX shit. At least that AVX shit was the first time you get to see that shit. This is like he's rehashing that, putting his stuff into it, making it worse.
We do get the, what is it called? The X-Men Avengers kind of mention, team mention.
The Unity team?
Unity, I keep forgetting.
Yeah.
Cool.
These dope times.
Yeah. I don't know. People are all over the place. I don't have a read on anyone at the moment. Kitty went from pirate to ninja. Like, literally, there's a whole generation that fought against pirates and ninja, and Kitty was like both.
What audience do you think this is for? Specifically, like, who do you think?
People seem to like it.
But what group of people, like kids, can't really like pop into this and be like, oh, this is. I mean, like, it's too nonsensical unless you're following like the overall story. But if you're like a first time reader and you're like, oh, X-Men 25,
it's a nightmare.
Yeah.
If you're coming into it, I have no idea how to explain where to start. I mean, I would just say go back to House and Powers and start from there. But
so that's the way I'm analyzing it. It's like they have no new audience. This is all has to be established. But even for people it's established, like it doesn't feel like this doesn't feel like it connects with the House of Powers stuff. Like,
even if we go back to what issue number one of this, which was what 2021. I believe, yeah. This was art's great, but
Was this the one when they first introduced Captain Krakoa, right?
For and Fei Long too.
Yeah. So.
But yeah, this like, but this what I'm getting at is like this isn't standalone. It's issue number one.
Yeah.
Like a lot of it is mentioned. Like Krakoa is established. The treehouse is established by this point.
Yeah, there's a lot of backstory. You couldn't come into X-Men issue one and understand anything without reading House of Powers.
Yeah.
Which is fair to an extent, but we've gone so far. That was like before the COVID happened. Jesus, like, I mean, all these things happen, and now we're supposed to see that thread. The majority of the fans who were there, who liked House of Powers, I can't see them liking this as much. So that's where I feel like they've lost a lot of that. They don't got any new fans because none of their issue ones are actual issue ones. They're just lazy reboots.
Right.
So those people aren't coming in excited. So that means the people who are remaining are just so diehard that this is...
I think so.
They just want to read X-Men.
But I guess at this point, this is the last thing for the diehards before they start whatever they do after this. So I guess that makes sense, but still...
Well, the end will be near once they start labeling the issues in colors again. So just wait for that.
Well, we got X-Men Red.
Okay, yeah, right now. We're out. We're on our way out. Sound that dinner bell. That's good. All right, good. I'm glad we're at least there. So that means soon we're going to get to a big reboot where they start over and they're like the new House and Powers of X, where we just kill Moira. And then now we reset that time.
Maybe they'll just kill Moira at the end of this. Who knows? I don't know anymore. I really don't.
You see, they didn't have to kill Moira because she had a clone that just works the as clone. Well. The clone. And then they kill that.
It's an LMD.
And then fucking...
That you could put her body in something else. Oh,
Wanda shows up and she says, no more Moiras.
Moiras. House of M. But it just says, but not the one you're thinking of.
It's just that. It's the title.
Yeah.
It's the title. House of M, but not the one you're thinking of. Issue one.
Oh.
Iceman.
I love it. Bobby's.
He's not even in it. He's just not even relevant, but they put him in there. It's the new reboot.
It's great. Oh, man.
Wait. C.B. Smolsky, where is Bobby in the issue one House of M? And he's like, mm-hmm. Well, you see Bobby's moisture. And so any of the moisture you see in those chapters are Bobby. So it is officially an Iceman issue one, mm-hmm. technically. Mm-hmm. You can't get us there. So take that, fans. Marvel wins again.
Nice. Nice. She's got some thigh gap going on there.
She's got some impressive thigh gap. That isn't even a healthy thigh gap. That's like
she's got some butt cheek gap, actually.
She's got like some weird kind of lymphoma going on there with her bones. Like her body isn't like anatomically correct anymore when she falls.
She just has legs right there. It's not even a mouth. Not bad to look at it more.
Still, that issue was way better to look at than Iceman.
So. True. Unfortunate, Bobby. But that'll do it for us this week. I believe next week we will be diving into Children of the Vault. And
that's just Forge fighting them, right? Like it's...
Wolverine. What?
Right?
Ghost Rider, Wolverine, Weapons of Vengeance.
No, yeah, Wolverine doesn't even get his own solo series. See? Look at this. They don't even give Wolverine a solo series, but fucking Iceman gets one.
Oh, boy.
And then there's Uncanny Avengers. They're back.
Uncanny Avengers.
And Ghost Rider gets his own solo series that they're telling us about. Why are they telling us about Ghost Rider issue 17 in this X-Men lineup?
Remember? This is the fall of X, yo.
Well, remember when these used to... Oh, I guess... No, because then just says... You know, these are just the X-Men issues.
Most of them, except for this one, I guess. Because
remember, they used to list the X-Men issues like this. Remember, yeah. It used to be like this Mere Marauders and the X-Force and so on. So right. Instead, it's fucking Alpha Flight. Ghost Rider, what is this?
I really don't know what this is.
Uncanny Avengers? Are you kidding me? This is like a fucking nightmare I've woken up into.
Yeah, are you excited? Oh. This is our future.
I mean, they've got Immortal X-Men sounds cool.
X-Men Red.
X-Men Red, there you go.
That's the Mars stuff.
Oh. I mean, Children of the Vault is there.
Children of the Vault is probably...
Dark X-Men? I mean...
What is that? Beast is doing his thing. That might be
so
him.
So that's the Dark X-Men? That's not know. X-Force anymore? Because Dark X-Men was originally that reboot with... Like, they had Dark Avengers.
Right.
Daken was like Wolverine. And like, the Sentry was on Dark Avengers.
Oh, what is this?
So... Mimic was like on the...
Okay.
All right. So it's Havoc.
Uh-huh.
Madeline Pryor.
Pryor.
Archangel.
Gambit.
That's Azazel.
Is it Azrael?
I think it was Kevin Bacon called him Azazel.
Azazel.
First Class movie. Who's that dude?
I don't know.
Who that?
I have no idea. And
who that?
And that is, I don't know.
And then that's not Wolverine, that's...
It's like a Savage Wolverine.
Oh, no, wait. Is that Savage Wolverine that we were talking about?
Probably that
the one that the Beast like tampered with.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make sense because Wolverine was Wolverine in that Fall of X issue during the end of the gala. Remember that they couldn't kill him and
Did he clone? I think he cloned Wolverine outside of Protocols.
So that's one of those clones?
Don't hold me to that. Yeah.
And he's a part of the Dark X team? Maybe? Which is probably still...
I don't know, man. Yeah. The last I know is that he got stabbed.
The Wolverine got stabbed?
By his own claw. His own hand. That's great.
Oh, my.
Oh, sorry about that.
That was intense. Is that the sound I made? Is it piercing?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's like...
See, he's like cloning himself right now.
Oh my god.
He got Beast clones. Yeah, he's got Wolverine clones, so. Okay.
So wait, yeah. Is that his team? So Beast's team is the Dark X-Men?
I don't know. Maybe Beast isn't even involved. Oh, I could be reading into this wrong. But I just assume Beast is involved.
The Wolverine shit is getting out of hand like the Spider-Man stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
How hard is it to organize things?
Well, it's the editor's fault. This is what the editor should be doing. It should be keeping these writers in line. But if the writers are running wild and no one's really keeping them corralled, yeah. No. I mean, this is what you're going to get. You're going to get chaos.
Well, having those two isolated issues and how some powers kind of kept a level of like cohesion in the world building that forced it.
Because true.
It was just Hickman.
True.
Everything. And even in the beginning, he was holding it together. But then things started to get more wild.
Yeah.
And now Doogie's unfortunate. Like, this is my era. I'm going to really.
It's the Dukester. It's the time of the Doug. Yeah. Doug that? Do you Doug that? I Doug that.
It was Doug-tastic.
Doug-tastic. Yeah. All right. Let's wrap it up, Danny. That'll do it for us this week. Be sure to check out freespeechgeek.com for more stuff, as well as podcastofx.com. And be sure to push that red sub button, Danny. We need more people to subscribe because that's what you're supposed to say at these end of the videos to increase engagement. So that's what I'm kind of doing right now. And I need to be stopped. I don't like it.
I mean, if you had an army of Wolverines.
Wolverine just going, hey, bub, I need you to subscribe.
No, just have them subscribing.
Sucking gutter trap. All of them. Oh, so I clone a bunch of Wolverines, and their whole purpose was to create a YouTube channel and subscribe.
YouTube account, yeah, specifically.
Okay. Yeah. I am on board.
You do that or you go to India, either works.
Yeah, that's cheaper, probably.
Yeah.
All right, let's wrap it up, Danny. Get out of here, you crazy mutants. We are going to blow this place up and 10 minutes.
And if you get an issue one, then you'll be back, so don't worry.
Yeah, it's gonna reset, don't worry. You'll all be able to understand it again soon, I'm sure. Or maybe not.
Makes me immortal.
What is up, fellow humans, mutants, and geeks alike? If you like this content, be sure to check out freespeechgeek.com, where we have a lot more content like this. Unlike other geek content sites, we focus on the minimal. That's right, we are talking about Mobile Suit Gundam, and X-Men are our specialties, and that is it. Along with that, we do comic book convention coverage, along with comic book panel coverage. So if you want to see more of that, be sure to check out Free Speech Geek on social media, as well as freespeechgeek.com.